want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good evening, America, and welcome to the Common Sense Show, coming to you right here on RBN. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you from the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona, on this December 5th, 2010. Well, strap on your seatbelt for some full-contact investigative journalism, for tonight's show will unveil the complete Nazification of the United States and the total loss of liberty for you and me. Do you remember last year when that Russian military analyst report was leaked, which described a, quote, stunning blow, unquote, that had been delivered to the American people seeking to free their government from the grip of tyranny? The report issued by the GRU went on to say that President Obama has ultimately ordered that all dissident U.S. citizens be effectively disappeared. That's a quote from the report. As fears of civil war continue growing inside of the United States. Well, you think that's fantasy? Think it's lunacy? Listen to this. In a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling, they declared torture as a, quote, ordinary expected consequence of military detention, and that anyone who is arbitrarily declared a, quote, suspected enemy combatant by President Obama or his designated minions is, quote, no longer a person. Well, if we're not people, doesn't that give President Barry Satoru the absolute license to do anything he wants with you and me? The exact language for Obama's executive order 13524 exempts foreign entities that would allow for the torture of United States citizens, in which President Obama effectively states that illegal aliens, Arab terrorist cells, and even Al-Qaeda would not be subject to arbitrary arrest, torture, or worse, that you and I are now subjected to. The Russian intelligence reports state that this will effectively prevent American families of those imprisoned by President Obama's forces from ever knowing the fate of their disappeared loved ones. Subsequently, one has to legitimately wonder, where will these American citizen detainees go to experience the expected consequence of torture after one is arrested based on mere suspicion? Well, the answer, Glenn Beck's dancing around the issue of FEMA camps notwithstanding, is that you and I will be sent to a FEMA camp. This is slavery, folks. And now the executive branch of the government has made it legal. I couldn't make this stuff up. If you doubt me, go and Google PDD 51, then Google the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program 210-35. Still not convinced? Google National Security Memorandum 144-10. And if you're not then satisfied that Glenn Beck is full of crap, then Google the Civilian Expeditionary Workforce, DOD, Department of Defense, Memorandum 1404.110, which provides for the creation of a civilian military which will be deployed under a forced draft of imprisoned Americans for both domestic and international forces whose purpose is to suppress Americans who aren't buying into this new form of tyranny. Mike, go ahead and play that clip from Obama about his security force.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The existence, purpose, and nature of the FEMA camps is the exclusive topic of hour number two, when we'll be joined by Debbie Morgan, the media director for Camp FEMA. In the first hour, you're going to learn that you don't have to be a FEMA camp torture-eligible inmate slave to experience the tyranny that's already begun. When we come back from the break, we'll be joined by Annie DeRiso, our news director, and our special guest for the first hour, Sherry Wilcox. Stay tuned, everybody. Are
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Power to the people! Power to the people!
Well, hopefully we can restore some of that power to the people. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, and we're coming to you proudly on RBN. And let's go immediately to our news director coming to us from Nashville, Tennessee, the goddess of the airwaves, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dave. And for those that believe FEMA cancer just for natural disaster relief, better listen up. You're going to get your ears full on this one.
Yes. In fact, we're going to be joined in just a moment by Sherry Wilcox. And we're not just going to talk about FEMA camps with Sherry. She's covered a whole gamut of issues on her blog, which is really well done. The second hour, we're going to devote exclusively to FEMA camps as we interview Debbie Morgan, the media director of Camp FEMA. But folks, you're going to find out that there is a price to pay when you put your voice out there and you step out in front and try to do the right thing. And we'll be getting to that with Sherry after the bottom of the hour. But in this first half hour, Sherry will tell the listening audience what she's uncovered and subsequently published on her blog. And Annie's going to help me conduct this interview. And let's go to Georgia. And joining us from Georgia is Sherry Wilcox. Sherry is a mom, a Red Cross volunteer, and someone who cares about America and decided to try to take some of this issue in her own hands. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show, and I want to take a moment to point out as the listening audience will find out after the bottom of the hour break, that you don't do this lightheartedly. I mean, this was a very serious consideration for you to come on the air because of the harassment that your family has already been through. So I wanted to say thanks for me and from Annie and to from all our listeners for you to be kind enough to join us. Let's start back at the beginning when you started your blog. What got you going in terms of being concerned about the direction that our government was headed?
Well, I have been very involved in the political, if you want to say. I used to really believe in the whole all the politicians and believe that, gosh, your voice matters, and I would call and my senators and congresspeople, and I call the White House, and I would be very, very involved in feeling and thinking my voice actually mattered. And when especially the TARP stimulus and the FISA bill, when Obama was still running as a candidate, And I would call up and I would talk to the different staff members of the senators or Congress, and I'd talk to them for a long time, and I'd say, okay, how many are calling against this? And they'd say, oh, probably a million. I'd say, how many are calling for? And they're like, one to that million. And yet they still turned around and they did not listen to the people at all. And
well,
they
Sherry, they don't work for us. You've
no,
learned that, I'm
and,
sure.
And
they work for the banks and the corporations.
Right. And it was a big, basically, September 2008 was just a huge realization of that. And you had mentioned when it was running about it, the Patriot Act 2 is when they passed that after... You know, the Patriot Act was passed right after 9/11, and then the Patriot Act 2 was passed because Patriot Act 1, which you mentioned, that was for foreign non-citizens. Well, the Patriot Act 2 then is, as you said, gosh, they could take any one of us that is an American citizen, and they could take us and they can just make any excuse and say we're an enemy of the state for whatever reason they want to say that, and they don't have to tell anybody they have us. And it's just a lot of these, a lot of things kind of built up, and then I finally started the blog when my voice wasn't mattering to anybody else, and I thought, and I was questioning all. I was questioning everything. And that's why I call it Questioning All.
Well, I love the name of your blog, and we'll certainly get to how people can get to that after the bottom of the hour. But, you started posting things about FEMA camps, FEMA coffins, but you did something that was remarkable. Let me set the table here a little bit. Now, November 14th, I did a show that I did so with a great deal of distress, where we brought on two microbiologists, one of them in secret because she's scared for her life and that of her family, and two victims of what has become known as the U.S. Army patents and willful dispersion of autoimmune diseases filled with mycoplasma upon the American people, primarily in the East and West Coast. And that research led me to the belief, from what I was reading, that we may be seeing a bigger pandemic coming, of which we will need people to be quarantined, and that led me to FEMA camps. So I started doing some research on it, and I came across your blog. And what was amazing to me, Sherry, is you actually took it upon yourself with two of your colleagues to go out on the Georgia countryside and try to locate FEMA camps, FEMA coffins, and the Georgia Guidestones. Tell us about that.
It was an awesome day, I have to say. It was a fun adventure, and I highly suggest everybody do that. I had read about the FEMA camps, and I had read about the coffins, and I had read about the Guidestones, and when you first, I would say August 2008, somewhere around there is when I was first becoming awake and aware, and I was starting to find all of this, and it was hitting me, going, oh my gosh, are you kidding? And so I then, after settling down a little bit, I thought, you know, let's go out. I wanted to go out and see what's real, what's not. And, you know, and it's one of those things of you hear about something, well, question it, and then go out and find it for yourself if it's real or not. And
well, you
so
weren't able
I
to
was
find
in Georgia, the, and I live in Tennessee. And I was in Georgia, and I thought, okay, let's go. I got two friends, and we looked on Google Earth. I looked at all the different information, and Fort Gillum is supposed to be a FEMA camp. And so we looked on Google Earth first, and we identified the whole perimeter and what was around in the way of subdivision, and then we saw train tracks there, and then what we thought could be containers or possibly the full FEMA trains. So we pinpointed everything that we were going to do there, and then we pinpointed the coffins, which are about 50 miles outside of Atlanta. And then we're about 200 miles is the Guidestones. And so we started out in Atlanta at the Fort Gillum.
So you actually found the Guidestones, but you were unable to get onto Fort Gillum. Is that correct?
Correct, since it's a base. But what we did is we went around the whole perimeter. And we first went to where the containers part were, and we found that, okay, they were just normal shipping containers. And then we went to the subdivision. I'm like, I am determined to get into that back area. And so we went slowly through the subdivision, and I saw an abandoned house because the yard was high, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go back in the back of it. And I took my camera, and my friends were watching out for me. And I was acting like, oh, I'm just kind of looking at the house. And then I got in the backyard and started taking pictures and checking out the whole fence and so on, and looking inside Fort Gillum in the back area to see if I saw any kind of buildings that could be, you know, anything. And found that the took a picture in the way of the barbed wire fence, because the FEMA camps, which there are real FEMA camps, I mean, it's proven, and there's the Halliburton contracts for FEMA camps. And just another thing that came out recently, about 3 months ago, was literally under the National Guard on the military site, they're advertising for a relocation specialist.
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, Annie found that story. We ran that on the news, actually, where they wanted internment specialists. But you weren't really able to satisfy your curiosity on the FEMA camp at that fort. But tell them what you found with regard to coffins and how you proved you were there.
Oh, well, they're right. They're about 50 miles out on I-20, and we got off the highway and drove right up to them. And I was literally amazed at the amount of them. My pictures don't even. I don't think it really shows how they just keep going and going and going. And then I stood up on top of the car so I could get a picture up high showing they kept going, you know, the tops of them, and they kept going there. And we would have people pass by. One guy passed by in a bike, and he said, oh, those are coffins. And one of my poor friends said, we just dragged her along in the way of, she had no clue before lunch of anything, and here she is with us, and she just started freaking out, going, did you just hear what he said? Did you just hear what he said? And I'm like, yeah, I already knew that. But we found them, and there are just loads of them.
Yeah, from your pictures on your blog, I would estimate tens of thousands. I mean, I tried to count rows just from the pictures and how deep they went, knowing they hold four people apiece. Hold it there, Sherry, and we come back, and I want to move it along a little faster here. We're going to talk about what else you found and then why your blog is of interest to the government. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Sherry Wilcox and Andy DeRiso after these messages.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
.com/9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show, or you can simply email us at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Joining us on our guest line in the first hour is Sherry Wilcox. And Sherry went on her own FEMA expedition. Sounds like something, Annie, that our friend Karen Testato would sponsor, you know, find a FEMA camp day. And I'm not so sure that we shouldn't actually encourage people to do that summertime, of course, when the weather is nice. Of course, we might not have that long. But anyway, Sherry did not find the FEMA camp at the fort because she couldn't get on the base, but she found something I think even more telling 50 miles outside of Atlanta, which was tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of FEMA camp coffins. Now, Sherry, do you have any idea what they're doing with that many coffins outside a major city like Atlanta?
Well, that's always been, you know, the question of why they have them stocked up like that, stacked up like that, and stocked close to a major city. And basically, if you look at the whole pandemics and what was it, a few years ago, which is when they started really piling them up there. The whole bird flu pandemic that started about 4 years ago or 5 years ago, and it was the fears, and it was over in Hong Kong and so on, and SARS. And then we've had, obviously, quite a few different other flus, and that whole swine flu, which was quite interesting this last year. You know, it's that they are obviously expecting something, they're preparing, they're, you know, having it ready for being able to put a lot of bodies in.
Well, obviously you were concerned enough to go out and look. Also on your website, we don't really have time to explore the details of these other topics, but you have some really interesting things up there. In fact, I was telling Annie during the week that you have information on the mortgage fraud that is stunningly deep, very thorough, very detailed. And last year's Ukraine pneumonia, you've explored that to the depth that Annie and I, who reported on that when it was going on, did not come across this much detailed information. In short, the Ukraine flu was a lot more than what we were being told here, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was not the flu, okay? It was a plague. And it was no doubt the plague. And then we had a few cases here, which in Iowa, there was someone with the same exact symptoms and of the bleeding and the whole autopsies over in the Ukraine that I found in the way of the information. It was bleeding. There was blood they've not seen. And the organs that were just deteriorated, the bleeding out everywhere, and it was the plague. And what's interesting is that they had low-flying planes right before this whole thing started. And I did do a lot of searches, but you couldn't just go with our media, just like anything. You have to really go deep within it. And so I would start searching in the way of the words and putting them, translating them to Ukraine or Russian, and finding forms of the medical forms or the people, and finding out what was really going on with the people. I started emailing people, and I got a lot of information, and I had people from Slovenia send me pictures and start emailing me about their low-flying planes and the spots, and I have quite a few pictures on it of the spots of just globs of stuff.
On their skin.
It was much more. And I don't think...
Sherry, let me stop you right there for a second, because I'm going to send people to your blog so they can read the details of this. But what's amazing to me, and Annie, I'm sure you'll concur...
This is an
average person here. This is someone who went out on her own, found tens of thousands of FEMA coffins outside Atlanta, and then she went to the media and got translations of Ukrainian about the fact that what we were being told about that pandemic was a lot worse than what we were being told. And Sherry, the other thing that you did too, and this is where I think you drew the wrong kind of attention, and we're going to get to that when we come back after the break, but you have some of the best information that I've seen on the mortgage fraud. And just real quick before we go to the break, shortly, what is the best item that you've come across that you think the American people don't know about the mortgage fraud?
Oh my gosh, today, there is a letter. Every single person needs to mail it out. I am so serious. This has to go viral. Everybody with a MERS mortgage has got to take this letter exactly as it is and send it to their mortgage servicer. It is so important. I did a YouTube about it today. It'll stop any foreclosures.
Awesome. Quickly, what did you find?
It's amazing. It tells the servicer they have to, by law, answer all these questions. And And then the questions is not just the show me the note, which is that big thing of going,
okay.
Yeah, show me the
Hold
note.
Hold it here. I'll let you finish this after the break, but we're up against it. We got to step aside, and we'll finish the mortgage story and then talk about how you got harassed over this issue. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Sherry Wilcox on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges!
Welcome back, everybody. Our special guest this hour is Sherry Wilcox. Also joining us for the moment is my silent partner, Annie DeRiso. And Annie, feel free to jump in anytime. Just want to remind everybody that if you can't be near your favorite radio station when the Common Sense Show airs or the other really good programs here on RBN, you can always catch us live on the net at www.republicbroadcasting.org. And just a reminder, too, that the archives of the show will be available immediately following the broadcast. And to subscribe, they're only $1.33 a month. And you again go to the same website, republicbroadcasting.org, and the directions there are there that you can sign up. It's so simple that even Janet Napolitano could do it. Sherry, I love your energy, but we're going to have to make this like a telegram here on the banking fraud. You were talking about what Mears did wrong. Give me the bottom line.
Bottom line, Mears is fraud. And the reason why they're fraud is that all the big Wall Street banks had gotten together, created the Mortgage Electronic Registration Service to save billions in the way of the transferring of fees. Well, they've also got caught. They've put it in what you call trust. Well, they separated the note from the deed. And they then sold, which is what I believe this whole fraud of the foreign banks and everything that's going on of payoff, is they then sold an MBS, mortgage-backed security. They would put, and this is what Goldman Sachs got caught in, and sorry, I'll make this real short, that they would take one loan, a $100,000 loan, they probably have made $3 million on. They took that one loan, and they actually put it in about 20 different MBS, and they sold those. And then they put the ones that are real junk, and they sold them all of their AAA for Moody. Moody's
been
part of it.
That's amazing. Well, let's hold that there, because look at what you're doing there.
Trying to go fast.
You're
sorry.
Messing with the Wall Street
and
bankers.
Fraud. Yeah. They defrauded everybody and their investors.
Sherry, it's fraud, but you're stepping on the wrong toes. I mean, come on. FEMA coffins that an average citizen can go out and find, evidence of extreme mortgage fraud, the plague that didn't go global that maybe should have, that was implanted upon the Ukrainians. And you've drawn the wrong kind of attention. And for my listening audience, I want to play about a 25-second clip here of allegations that were made against you by the Georgia CPS, where they challenged your, let's say, competence as a parent, accused you of neglect and mental abuse. So, Mike, go ahead and play the Sherry clip.
The other thing it says is that there's concerns that you are in a top secret agency against the government. That you have many conspiracy theories of which you posted online, with back once again to the concerns that the world is coming to an end, including taking the measures to renovate your home to prepare for this event, and hoarding food and weapons. Okay. Says that you are a blogger and you spend over 20 hours a day on the computer.
Hello.
Is that the end of it, Sherry?
Yes. Well, that's what I put on in the way of, okay. That's the only bits that I put on the net.
Well, I'm not sure we still have Dave. He may have been taken down. And I watched those videos. I encourage everybody to go to your Blogspot and watch your videos. I love it the way you almost fly off of the couch when they ask you those questions. You just howl in laughter. It's so ridiculous.
Well, that one they saved for the last, and I had already heard all these other questions, and the whole top secret agency part, they saved for the very last. And that's when, I mean, I had already heard some of, and I was just sitting there going, are you kidding me? And I did. I laughed really hard with that one.
Yes. I'm back, guys, and, Annie, don't you just love it when we do these shows and we get taken down at a precise moment of high drama?
Well, yes, and it was hard to tell when the clip was over, you know, so we had a little lag there, folks. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, look, we're used to it. This happened to us three times when we did the show on the Lyme disease released by the Department of the Army. So we're used to this, folks, but we always have a backup, and anyway, Sherry, you know, the allegations were absolutely ludicrous, and I could not hear what was going on, but I'm assuming the audience heard the allegation that you blog 20 hours a day, like somehow that has anything to do with parenting, or it's even possible to do that.
You're
guilty of the crime of renovating your house. And, of course, we didn't play the clip where they accused you of storing food, God forbid.
Well, that was part of the whole thing they consolidated all of it, and then they, you know, we had, I don't even know why they would come out with, to even investigate someone for those type allegations. You know what I mean?
Absolutely phenomenal.
Why they did it, crazy. I don't know.
It's crazy. Sharon, let's take a call on this. Robert's been waiting patient. He's calling in from Arizona. Hi, Robert. Harry Wilcox, Andy DeRiso, and myself, Dave Hodges, at least for the moment.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
It's a pleasure to talk to all of you. I have just been going through my mind so many questions and thoughts. First of all, what do you think about the WikiLeaks, all of you? That's my first thought.
Kind of going a little far afield from where I want to go, but let me just answer this, but then I want to direct this right back to Sherry in terms of what subject we're on now about what happens to people that speak out. WikiLeaks is a fraud. I mean, they can't catch WikiLeaks. Try to download a CD with the Beatles without paying for it and see how quick the FBI shows up at your house and the IRS throws a lien on your bank account. And they can't catch and stop WikiLeaks. Give me a break. It's a bunch of crap. It's designed to undermine the faith of the people in the country. Anyway, do you have a question directly for Sherry about her experiences?
My question is this, Sherry, is as far as everything that's taken place, going back to this situation about the FEMA camps and, of course, the FEMA coffins, my main question was, did you get to see the Jesse Ventura special on the police state, and what do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I watched it, and I thought it was excellent. I thought it was there were some things that he could have gone a little farther with, but right there, he went right up to that door, and it was an obvious with FEMA camp. That proved it right there for anybody who doubts and thinks it's just a conspiracy theory and still doubts the Halliburton contracts and the legislative bills on it. Well, there you go. It was on TV. I thought Jesse Ventura did an awesome job.
I definitely agree with you. And how do you think my follow-up question would be, do you think Americans or even the rest of the world have woken up to the reality of what's really taking place?
I think people are starting to, and I think Dave would be more of the one to ask. He's the radio, but I definitely think it's kind of like, you know, when the board hit me over the head in 2008, when all of a sudden it was like, wow, I'm starting to see all these things I had no clue about.
I definitely agree with you because I found out about this about 2007, and I started investigating. This is all my personal quest that I started investigating everything, and I mean I was just so floored about everything that was presented to us and of course the non-mainstream media, because mainstream media is a joke. When I investigated all this, I was so floored. I was so taken back, and I started telling my friends, and it spread out like wildfire, just like if you have done. It's incredible. It's just simply incredible. And I think you're absolutely right about, yes, the giant has awoken. I definitely agree with you.
And you know what? Everybody needs to get out and do what I've done. Question it. Like everybody listening on the radio right now. Oh, gosh, FEMA camps. Oh, yeah, right. Well, guess what? Go look. There's, what is that, Liberty for Life site that has them listed. Go
around your area.
Great
Sherry. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But, Sherry, this is why I had you on the show. In the second hour, we're going to have a lady on. This is her job. You're a mom, and you're an average citizen, and you got your daily life to live. This is not your vocation. You're able to go out and find things like the FEMA coffins, the Ukraine pneumonia flu plague that was planted there that was supposed to go worldwide. You found the mortgage fraud, and you've drawn the wrong kind of attention. But the point is you're an average person that's making a difference. We'll get back to Robert in a second, but go ahead and tell everyone how they can get to your blog.
Oh, it's SherryQuestioningAll.blogspot.com, or just put Sherry Questioning All and it'll take you to it in the way of if you search it, or just put Sherry Questioning or however. Anyway, it'll take, but Sherry Questioning All.
Absolutely. Robert, do you have a follow-up for Sherry?
My only follow-up is this. I think every one of I thank all of you who are awakening the sleeping giant. I can't tell you how much I am so appreciative of every one of you who are speaking up and going forward with this sense of this nonsensical understanding of reality. I mean, I love all of you, and keep pushing forward because I will do the same.
Well, Robert, we appreciate your call, being a loyal listener to the Common Sense Show, and please call back. Well, Sherry, you know, what made you really decide to go look for them? You just weren't sure the FEMA camps were real, and you just said, I got to go find for myself. And I think you found what was worse than the FEMA camps. You found the coffins. Andy ran a story. And you remember the story you ran about a year and a half ago about nearly 500,000 coffins outside Chicago?
Yes, along with camps close by. So everything is coordinated. You know, you've got your coffins, you've got your camps. And now they're putting them on, putting FEMA camps next to high schools.
Ooh.
I ran across that today.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wow, I've not heard that.
High schools, that's the facility, you know, because it's already got lunch rooms and rooms to put people in, and a lot of them have a little doctor's office and things like that. Lots of parking.
Well, you know, they did up in, I believe, where was it? Michigan. They did it was an uproar, and I found it on the local paper up there. It wasn't nationwide. They did one of those drills with the kids, but they didn't just do a normal drill with the kids. They took the kids away in buses, and it totally, I have a child, and I learned about it, and all the parents up there freaked out, and so I've asked my child, okay, when you do drills, have they ever talked about getting on buses or anything like that? Because that's part of that whole, you know, if something happens, they would take the kids from the schools to where they would need to go. And so for them to actually have done real drills with getting kids on buses, you know, doesn't make me completely comfortable. You know,
I've got to make a program note here to Mike, our producer, because I've got no other way to communicate with him. Mike, my internet's totally been taken down. We'll just have to continue this way, and as we get callers, you'll just have to whisper those sweet nothings in my ear. I'm going to keep trying to restore the system, and I'm not showing that it's an internal problem. I think we're being jammed, and I just think it's a little bit more of coincidence that this seems to happen when we hit on these sensitive topics. Well, Sherry, here in the Phoenix area, to address your point about school buses and evacuation drills, yes, they call them lockdown drills here in the Phoenix metropolitan area. And I think probably all the high schools, or I certainly know a good many of them, they have what's called an emergency evacuation drill where they load the students on the bus, the teachers accompany them, the teachers are required to take roll, and then these buses presumably would leave in times of an emergency. Now, I think we should have learned something about Katrina. You don't go where the government sends you, do you?
Not my opinion.
And to you parents out there, I would caution you to warn your kids, do not go on a bus with anybody. Use what God gave them, your bipedal creatures. Run for your life, because where you go on that bus, you have no control over when you get there what is going to happen to you. Whether it's the Superdome or the FEMA camps that were occupied during Katrina, they were not pleasant experiences. So I would encourage all parents to tell their children that's the time to practice civil disobedience.
And they have no right to question your children without a parent or a guardian or a representative present.
That's correct. I have found that out now. An advocate for the child. A child has a right, and they also have a right for their parents to be there. But that's why the CPS will go to the child before they ever, you know, notify the parent, is so it's a surprise, and the parent can't be there, and the schools allow them to talk to the kids
which I don't think is right. You know,
and
by
also,
themselves.
You don't get to know who your accuser is, so you are guilty until you're proven innocent.
Correct.
What happens
and they
to the
do
process?
Not tell you who it is that has made the allegation.
Of course not. Yes. The secret police have that right. Don't you know that? Guys, you're going to find this a little more interesting. Sherry, I would say the powers that be do not want people to go to your blog. I'm looking here at my internet connection. It says I'm connected. It says I'm connected with the network, both the internet screen. I should be connected through our communication devices. I'm showing everything is 5x5, strong signal. And yet all I get here is Explorer cannot display the web page.
Huh.
So, Sherry, congratulations, because you've made the hit parade of scamming this show, which we have done on several occasions. In fact, several producers we've had have told us that your signal's fine, everything's good. I don't know why, Dave, your guest was taken down or you were taken down, but we have come prepared for those eventualities, and this is one of the reasons why our news director flies co-pilot with me every week. And just a note to Mike, I think I'm hearing music because we are having connection problems through the phone, too. So, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and go to break. I'm assuming we're at one, and we'll come back after a word from these sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome back. Our special guest this hour has been Sherry Wilcox, and she is showing you the strength that lies within one person to bring the truth to the general public. Just want to mention an email that I got
off air here. And by the way, we're back up and running as normal. So we have defeated you, Homeland. And Zeb wrote in and basically said, this is my kind of show, Dave. We all know who the real nut jobs are, and it isn't your guest. So I thought, Sherry, you'd like to hear that. And again, Sherry, we've got a couple quick calls we need to squeeze in before, but I want to give everyone your blog spot again. So go ahead and give them that URL.
SherryQuestioningAll.blogspot.com.
Okay, very good.
And then the Green Plague is another one, but it's a link there.
Oh, gosh. Folks, I'm telling you go up there. Be prepared to spend at least a couple of hours the first time you're there because the depth of information is stunning. All right, we got two callers. I hope I can squeeze in quickly. Let's go to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, Roger. You're on with Sherry Wilcox.
Yeah, I have a quick question for Sherry, then I'll leave. I'm sure that a number of people contacted you to share their horror stories. I've never heard anyone ask the questions that you were asked. Did anyone else report having a similar experience? And thank
well,
you for answering.
I put an experience up on the blog of someone having CPS show up at their door because they feed their children. He feeds his children organic food and does not allow them to drink tap water and has a bug out bag. And that's why he was being checked out, because of feeding his children healthy things. And I've read how there's CPS has come when parents don't allow their kids to watch TV, and CPS will come. It's bizarre. It's amazing.
Oh, you're kidding. I have a problem with them watching too much TV, as people heard last week. Okay, Roger, thanks for your call. Let's try to squeeze in one more caller for Sherry Wilcox. Hi, Byron from Canada. You're on with Sherry.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm a listener tonight. Hey, you guys were talking a little bit about being accused of crimes and not being able to face the accuser. Well, you know, this has been going on for years. And it's been going to, I don't know if you remember Sammy Al Arian. He was a professor, I believe, at Ford, Florida. And Israelis had accused him of funneling money to the Palestinian organizations. And when it went to court, they wouldn't bring these people that was making the accusations. They wouldn't let them question them. So this has been going on for a long time. The only unfortunate thing about it, because he was a Palestinian, American people sat back and said, well, he's Palestinian, so what, they're different than we are, don't matter. Well, it's starting to come home to roost, and I think people are starting to wake up. You know, this ain't about Palestinians. It ain't about terrorism. It ain't about nothing. It's just about control over everybody that ain't in the elite circle, if I'm saying that right. So, it's been going on for a long time. So, maybe we're getting what we're deserving for not getting out supporting these different people that are being accused unfairly. I'll just bring up another example. This thing with this young kid over in, I think in, was it Washington or Oregon, where he was accused of going to be blowing up the Christmas trees and killing a lot of people. Well, it turned out his father's the one that actually alerted the FBI or the police about his son.
Okay, we're up against the break. We got to run. Thanks a lot for calling and being a first-time listener. Sherry, you've been terrific. We're going to have you back, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that after we come back. And, Sherry, thanks so much for joining us on the Common Sense Show. Stay tuned, everybody, for Debbie Morgan on the other side.
It's true.